Talk Time on WATD. Good morning. I'm Rob Hakala. Every week at this time, we check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good Tuesday morning. All right, David. So we're going to talk about Google and how they may have accidentally approved an ad for a Target gift card scam. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's bad enough that we're getting scammed all the time, but Google, one of the major search engines in the world, gets to put an ad up, or had put an, accidentally approved an ad that said, let us check your gift card balance here. Mm-hmm. And it was just a simple thing to click on, and it looked exactly like a Target page, but anyone who put in their gift card and the secret ID code lost all that money.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. And so how did this ad get approved?
Yeah, Google has not said how it happened.
Okay.
We just know that it happened, and it is not happening anymore right now. It's been taken down. They did catch it. This popped up on Saturday, this past Saturday. And Target is one of the major targets for scammers for some reason. The $35 million in scams...
Target's a target. Long. Yeah, okay. I got that
target
one.
Target is a target.
That was a good one. Yep. Okay. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, for some... So, wait, are you saying that Target gift cards seem to be the one that scammers want? Or what is it about?
It seems to be. And perhaps it's because people shop at Target.
Yeah.
And this also affects older people because they feel safe in that store, that environment. It's one of the big box stores. They don't have a Sears or Roebuck anymore. This is the replacement for that, and folks go there.
No,
but
yeah.
They use this because it's easy for people to get the gift cards.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if did you notice, or I don't know if you did, but I guess during Christmas, I was getting a couple of gift cards. What was it? It's CVS or something. I'm pretty sure they asked me now to make sure I wasn't under duress. Like it had, you know, like all the little things you have to click saying, you know, do you want to donate money? Yes or no. You know, do you want to use your card? Yes or no. And then it said, you know, are you really getting these? You know, so the person just kind of has to look at you or something. So maybe it's just like an extra step, probably because of gift cards and scammers.
Yeah, I think it is an extra step to help protect the consumer because so many people do get scammed by a phone call saying you need to go and get 5 of these gift cards from whatever store, being Target the most popular, and then read us the numbers over the phone. That's one of the big problems.
Okay.
And once you've done that, you know, you've lost the money that you put into the gift cards, and you're not going to get anything back on it in most cases.
Hmm. Yeah, so now, and we've talked about this for a while now, that you're right, this is something where someone calls someone, right, and says, you know, I need you to take care of whatever it is with a gift card.
Right. You're going to pay your late taxes with gift cards, or you're going to get your grandson out of jail in Jamaica with gift cards, or whatever the story might be. It's never a true story. No one wants gift cards in lieu of payment.
Hmm. Wow. Well, so that's still something that we got to watch out for. And then somehow, unfortunately, although you said this was taken down quickly, but it somehow made it through.
Yeah, it was down on Monday, but it was up. It was the top search engine ad, if anyone looked for Target gift cards. It's right there on the top of the page. Popped right up. It looked legitimate. They thought it was legitimate even when you logged into it, but it was not legitimate.
So basically, it wanted you to, you know, I guess, you know, January might be a good time, check all the gift card balances that you have. And so it just wanted, it invited you to kind of put that information there in hopes that you could, I mean, the person would put it in there thinking, I'm going to find out, you know, how much is on my gift card.
Exactly right. If you've never checked the balance on a gift card, when you do go to the Target site to do this properly, you have to have an account and you have to log in. They have to know who you are. This ad that came up, they just let you put in the 2 numbers and it was gone. You know, we check gift cards. How many of us carry that little piece of paper that you get saying how much you have left on the card? Nobody does that anymore. So you're gonna check it online, and this just happened to be a very simple way to check a Target gift card. We can expect this to happen with more retailers' gift cards because the scams are successful. The criminals are making money on this.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting, though, with gift cards, and you get them all the time now, and people give them out, you know, for gifts and that kind of thing, or a bonus or whatever. You know, it's just an easy way to do, like, a thank you. And you drive around, and, you know, most of us, how often do you ever wonder, like, you know, how much is on this Dunkin' Donuts card or that kind of thing? I mean, you forget, right? I mean, I do. And then I sometimes forget that they're even in there.
Yeah, if you pull up and it's got $2 left and your bill is $3.47, then you've got to pull out cash to figure out how you're going to work this thing.
I know. And you want to know ahead of time, and you got to go and really do it the right way. I mean, a lot of these big companies do have a place and a process for you to check out the gift cards. I mean, I wish they could talk and tell you, you know, buddy, you got $2 left on this thing. Wouldn't that be good?
That would be great.
Talking gift cards.
Let you know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, these fake balance checker sites are going to continue to pop up throughout the year. And it's always more prevalent during the first quarter of a new year because many people got gift cards for the holidays. So,
all right, well,
you just have to be
stuff.
Careful. You have to make sure that URL that you're looking at actually belongs to the company you're checking the gift card for. This URL actually was a van rental company in the UK. The URL said Bristol Hire Van. It didn't say Target.
Yikes.
So,
boy, okay. Well, again, you got to be careful about it, that's for sure. All right. Well, David's got more information here about this latest issue. But again, even though this has been taken down, as we know, they will be back. You push down one and another one will pop up. So be careful. You want to make sure you don't lose your money on your gift cards. And always check and verify the URL. David's got the full link for us, though, in his blog. Right, David?
Absolutely. Go to Expert IT. Click on my blog link, and it'll give you all the information on this episode, but who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Everyone's going to be careful. Check the URL.
All right. David Snell, AxSmart IT in Wareham. He's with us every week at this time. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.